Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Today's episode is all about something that's been on my mind a lot lately. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking, Riley, isn't that just another way of saying, be nice to yourself? And while there's definitely truth to that, it's so much deeper than simply offering ourselves a pat on the back when we mess up. Self-compassion is like having that supportive best friend who always has your back, even when you stumble and fall. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, embracing our imperfections, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to a loved one going through a tough time. In this crazy world we live in, constantly bombarded with pressures and expectations, self-compassion is more crucial than ever. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. First up, acknowledge your struggles. Ever felt like you're the only one who struggles with certain things? You know, those moments where you feel overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain inadequate. Well, guess what? Everyone goes through it. Accepting that our struggles are part of being human is the first step towards self-compassion. Second, practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Imagine yourself as an observer, watching your inner world unfold. When you notice negative thoughts creeping in, simply acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Next, be kind to yourself in words and actions. We often beat ourselves up with harsh self-criticism, but what if we treated ourselves with the same gentleness and care we offer others? Imagine talking to a friend going through a tough time, you wouldn't bombard them with negativity, right? Extend that same kindness to yourself. Another powerful aspect is remembering your strengths. We all have unique talents and qualities that make us who we are. Take some time to reflect on your accomplishments, big or small, and acknowledge your own resilience and capabilities. It's easy to focus on our flaws, but celebrating our strengths is essential for building self-compassion. Finally, cultivate a sense of connection. Remind yourself that you're not alone in this journey. Connect with loved ones, engage in supportive communities, or simply spend time in nature. Knowing that we are part of something bigger than ourselves can foster a sense of belonging and reduce feelings of isolation. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You put in hours of preparation, but on the day, your nerves get the best of you. You stumble over your words, miss a few key points, and feel that familiar wave of self-criticism washing over you. But then, instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, you remember these 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge that feeling nervous is normal, practice mindful awareness to observe those anxious thoughts without judgment, be kind to yourself by reminding yourself that everyone makes mistakes, recall past successes and your strengths as a communicator, and connect with supportive colleagues who offer encouragement. See how self-compassion can turn a potentially disastrous experience into a learning opportunity. You're not defined by that one presentation, you're defined by your resilience, your willingness to learn, and your ability to treat yourself with kindness even when things don't go perfectly. That's the essence of self-compassion. Embracing our imperfections, offering ourselves grace, and recognizing our shared humanity. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself along the way. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, starting with your own. So, what will you do today to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, practicing some mindful gratitude, or simply whispering a kind word to yourself in the mirror. Share your thoughts and experiences with us. Let's build a community of support and kindness together. Join the conversation on social media using hashtag OverthinkingCure. And remember, you got this. See you tomorrow for another dose of clarity and empowerment.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.